This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason interpreted Ron Rivera's interview with us as they're going to draft a quarterback.
And that's the vibe I got.
Right. Yeah. And if they're going to draft a quarterback, the next question is, well, who are they going to draft? And Mel Kiper, I guess, has a new QB1 atop his list. And it's a guy who's been in college football for a while. We mentioned him the other day. Kenny Pickett is Mel Kiper's number one.
I mentioned him, too. I mean, he's having a great year. Now, he had two bad years leading up to this year. He's really improved this year. He's got one pick this year. Now, he was throwing some interceptions the last couple of years, but he's got one. And he's having a good year. He's got a strong arm. He's a big kid. He's probably 6'4". Guessing 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". But I don't know if he's a first round. I don't know if he's a first round pick. I just don't know.
Well, if he's the number one rated quarterback, he will be, and he'll probably be a top five pick.
Yeah, I know. But
he's listed at 6'3", 220. This year, 23 touchdowns,
one pick.
Just one interception.
Yep.
I wish I could see the
list.
He's
an older guy.
He started probably 50 games in college. He's basically been a 4-year starter.
Okay, here's the list.
when did he release this?
Clear
list?
Improvement. I mean, a year ago. In 2020, 13 touchdowns, 9 picks.
All right, and look at 19.
Year before that, identical, 13 and 9, 2018, 12 and 6, and he actually started his collegiate career in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a fifth-year collegiate quarterback.
Yeah, he started a ton of games.
Can you send me the link to the thing? Because I could find Kuiper's big board, but I can't find the daggone.
If you want the top 10, it's Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral,
Ole Miss. I want to look at it. I don't learn that way. Sorry.
Well, I'm just
visual learner.
But we are a radio show, so I'm letting the listeners know.
Well, you do it for the listeners, not for me.
Calm down. Jeez. Kenny Pickett's one.
Pickle and JP have been going at it today.
How am I going at it? I'm reading.
I'm a
visual learner. So
he told you to go back to law school, and he said check the link, and he's going to read it to you and all that.
All right, it's in your DM.
If you want to read it for the listeners' sake, that's fine, but then I'll have to look at it myself.
Matt Crowell's listed number 2, Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from Cincinnati,
Desmond Ritter's
3, Malik Willis 4, and Sam Howell 5. Sam Howell entering the season was supposed to be the dude.
Some mock drafts had him the number 1 overall pick, yes.
I saw him play in the Military Bowl.
Okay, last year?
Might have been 2 years ago. It was before the pandemic.
He's had a bad year.
And he was awesome.
Yep, had a really good year last year. That's why he was the number 1 potential pick.
I think he was the number 1 pick in our college fantasy draft. Number 1 pick.
I'm looking at 2 NFL mock drafters on CBSSports.com right now. Ryan Wilson, who's been on the show many times, and Chris Trapasso. They each have Washington football team at 7 taking Matt Corral out of Ole Miss.
There you go. They're going to take Ron basically told us they're going to take a quarterback in the draft.
Unless
they can somehow pull off a trade for a Derek Carr, not going to happen. A Baker Mayfield, not going to happen. Watson, not going to happen. They're not going to go sign Trubisky.
That's an impossibility.
They're not going to bring Fitz back.
They're going to draft a young guy, and Heineke's going to be the backup, and they're going to say, bye-bye, Fitz.
Yes.
Take your $10 million, and happy trails to you.
Correct.
That's most likely what's going to happen.
I mean, that's
unless they decide to trade for some other veteran, like Matt Ryan or Derek Carr.
I'll just say this compared to... All right, Pickett for Kiper's number 1, and he had a clear jump this year. Like, it's like this year he finally got it and has these great stats.
Uh-huh.
Crowell wasn't bad last year, so he's 22 years old, from California. Last year, 29 touchdowns, 14 picks. This year, 15-1.
Yeah, but those numbers.
Well, yeah, but he threw 14 picks last year. That's a ton.
That is a lot.
And in some of the big games, he was awful. He threw three or four in a couple of the big games.
I almost don't care about the numbers. I need for me as an elite evaluator, Cakes, I need to see.
You need to watch.
Well, you need to see them.
You can't just order.
You can't just look at numbers because a lot of these teams play a different style. Where it's more of an air raid, or if you're Ole Miss, you're running a play every 7 seconds.
Right, exactly.
True, but I'm just saying you look at the growth.
Now, so a couple of these kids, the Matt Corrals and the Malik Willises of the world, they're kind of dual threat because they can run. Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett's a bigger guy. He's not going to, he's not going to be a running threat.
That'll hurt him. These guys, everybody wants.
Yeah, but he's got the big arm. Do you want the 6'3" kid with the big arm? That's him.
That's not the trendy guy anymore.
But I don't believe the reports that, I don't know where you were hearing that Washington didn't like any of the quarterbacks. I think they are going to like
the reports I heard. They were not enamored with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they will get enamored.
Yeah,
they know they have to get.
They're
going
to have to fall in love with somebody.
And if they do have the 5th, 6th, 7th pick, they're not taking an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but if you're 25 years old or 30 years old, and your parents are pressuring you to get married or whatever, and then you're just going to marry
an arranged marriage.
There's only ugly chicks.
It's going to be an arranged marriage.
An ugly chick. I mean, you got
Eric, it's going to be an arranged marriage. Well, then they're going to take one.
An arranged marriage probably not going to work. You want to get a hot chick.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.